Hi, friends. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio, 790 KABC, coming to you, hopefully, loud and clear from the Sweet James Studios, deep behind the orange curtain. The phone number is, 800-222-5222. sam@samnation.com is the email. And I permit me, if I may, to just take a little time out here, away from politics. Sometimes everybody processes things and events differently. I, for one, as the news of what happened yesterday unfolded, I'm an analytical guy. I have to analyze everything, and I have to come up with answers, which I think is part of what makes what happened in Las Vegas so maddening. You literally got the sheriff up there, and he's got no answers. You see he's just mind-boggled. I mean, there are bits of clues and things like that. We may talk about it here a little bit as the hour unfolds, but the long and the short of it is there's no obvious smoking gun. There's no there yet. So my analytical brain is trying to sort this whole mess out. And my emotional brain, it didn't really hit me until I got home. So I get, the show's over at 8. I leave the undisclosed location, the secret Sweet James Studios. I drive home. I get to the house. And boy, did I just want to hold my kids. Because, life is short. It really is. This is a crazy world. And taking politics aside, taking the analytical element away from all of this, what happened on Sunday night is really not explainable. There's no explanation. It's not, it's not a heart attack where you should have eaten healthier or, lucked out with better genetics. It's not a car accident where you should have been driving safer or somebody else should have been driving safer and sober. It's not even an act of God. It's really just, it's the most unspeakable, heinous, atrocious thing. And when you look right now, when you get on the media, you've got so many people out there trying to talk about how they would fix this, how they would solve this. I don't even know who it was. I think it was Blumenthal. I was watching this morning. I woke up and I turn on the TV and I've got Fox News going. And I see a clip from the Senate. And there's a senator there. And it's the same thing every single time. How do we cannot possibly let this event go unanswered? Are you telling me there is nothing we can do? And I'm listening to it and I'm going, this is the folly of humanity. This is exactly who we are as people. We want a solution to every problem. We want to fix everything. Because why? Because we want to be in control. There is absolutely nothing worse to a human, to a sentient being, for someone to come along and say, you're not in control. Now, I'm not a religious person. Some people are. And for the religious folk out there, they come up with an explanation for that. Because some deity is in control. There's a God up there, and he's pulling all the strings and pushing all the levers. And who am I to tell you you're wrong? But for me, I look at this. This is the same thing with climate change, for example. I mean, that's bringing an absurd, but the idea that we can control climate, that we can control weather, that we can control all of this, and it's because we can't imagine a world where we are not in control. When it comes to what happened, I don't know what the answer is. Is it our society? I mean, is it the fact that we have gone so far to excuse every I don't know, every weakness and shortcoming as a, I don't know, we used to believe in responsibility. You were responsible for your own damn actions. We taught this to our kids. Now we've got, you know, we've got a couple of generations at least in the hopper who have been told from a young age, you're great, Johnny. You're so great. You know, medals and trophies for everyone. Everyone's a winner. Self-esteem. Be you. What if being you means that you're a murderous cretin? That's not good. You don't want to tell that kid, be you. But we've been, this is our society. Everybody's got some, I don't know, problem that they excuse bad behavior on. It used to be that that guy that ran around and enjoyed the company of women a little too much, let's say, that guy was called what? A hoe bag. I don't know. So whatever the term du jour was. Now he has a sex addiction. You see? It's a sex addiction. So what does this person do? They go and get therapy and become the better them. Think about it. And this is why when we're talking about this a-hole that did what he did in Vegas, we're talking about guns and we're talking about his gambling problem and we're talking about the circumstances that may have caused him to do what he did. And I don't know, maybe it's as simple as the fact that he's got a screw loose. And he feels no responsibility to the society that he lives in. That's really what this comes down to. What responsibility do you feel and do I feel to our fellow man? Right? And so in all of this, I'm looking at this thing. I went home and I held my kids. Because there's no easy answer. This morning I woke up and I got ready and I took my kids to school. I always do this. It's my ritual. I like to take them to school in the morning. And so today I walk them all the way to class. And I don't know. I mean, it was tough for me today of all days to say goodbye to them. You know, right now, as things are beginning to unfold, people are talking and communicating. You've probably realized this, and I mentioned this last night, how many people we know that were there at the event. You know, you figure it's 22,000, 23,000 people at the concert. It's in Las Vegas. How many of those people came from the Southland? Many. So this is close. And people are processing it in different ways. Now, I still, fear not, I still have my analytical brain. I've brought it here, I promise you. In fact, I'm going to put it back into my head. There we go. All set. Ready to go. The updates on this. Well, there's really not a whole lot. Pictures have leaked out of the room. Very gruesome. Lots and lots of guns, but really doesn't shed any new light on anything. Still shows that there was an extreme level of preparation, right down to gloves. The guy was wearing gloves so he, you know, could handle the hot weapons and keep firing them. His wife, some people are reporting now that she's a person of interest, so she's not coming back to the U.S. That's a bit fishy, especially when you consider that he sent the $100,000 to the Philippines. You saw that a few days ago, or last week sometime. No, I don't think I would either. That's and by the way, I don't want to be too rude to the Philippines, but do you have any idea what $100,000 is in the Philippines? You have any concept? It's like the whole, no, I mean, outside of Manila, $100,000 in the Philippines is a fortune. You can build a mansion on the coast for, I was just talking to somebody about this, for like $25,000. So 100K out of the country is a big deal. And they're reporting that this guy's a millionaire. But remember, if it's in real estate, he may not have a lot of cash on hand, especially if he's gambling most of it away. So this, you know, this, it's an interesting development. May have known that this was coming. And the wife may have known that this was all coming because she was on her way out of the country to go get the money. But who knows? Again, it's all speculation as to what he told her and when he told her and what she knew and what part of this she was familiar with. There's how many guns now? What's the count? What's the weaponry count? 50? 40? 50? I don't know how I would keep it from my wife. If you're a married man out there, do you think your wife would know that you've accumulated 50 long arm weapons? I mean, that's a small arsenal. And I'm looking at their house. You know, you've seen the pictures of their house in Mesquite, and this thing is tiny. It's a teeny tiny little house. So it's not like, I don't know, unless he's got some secret cave somewhere where he's stashing this stuff, and he might. So the of course raises the questions. I mean, she had to have known something. At any rate, we'll follow the story. I wish we were a country that focused first and foremost on personal responsibility. We still have a criminal justice system that does that. But as a society, we've become very permissive. We make allowances. I mean, today, right, everybody's got some kind of a problem. Everybody's got an allergy. Everybody's got some excuse for why they can't perform, you know, at expectations. I am so grateful. I tell you, I'm so grateful to my parents every day that I'm alive, that I was raised in an old-fashioned, straightforward, no-nonsense way. The first thing that my parents, the best thing I'll say that my parents did for me is they gave me expectations. They expected things from me. And it wasn't just for me to perform, but it was for me to be a decent human being. Not everybody's that lucky. I recognize that. Well, it's sobering because the kind of people, this is where sociopaths come from, where, you know, where it's me, me, me. And by the way, the sociopathic behavior starts with somebody who sits there and gambles away all of their money, right? I mean, you saw the amount, the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars he was. I believe the shooter at one point had tried to sue a casino. He did not hire Sweet James. I checked. I asked about that. Did not hire Sweet James. He sued the Cosmopolitan for a slip and fall unsuccessfully. But when, you know, when I guess the lawsuit went all the way to litigation and he had to do a deposition. In the deposition, he testified that he had gambled $1 million a year. That's a lot of money. Not responsible behavior at all. But certainly not every person that gambles ends up doing something this crazy. All right. I'm going to shift gears a little bit because I want to, this hour, I want to get to Puerto Rico. This is such a fun story. Because, just like this shooting that immediately gets politicized, right? Immediately, there is a context for it that is developed that is political. And each side has their, you know, has their take on it. That you've got this, we politicize these natural disasters in a way that's just, it's just insane. I give you a great example of this. You remember all the people tweeting at Trump and yelling at Trump and shouting at him about all the stuff that he's not doing for Puerto Rico. You're not taking care of Puerto Rico. You had Hillary Clinton out there saying, you should send the hospital ship. It's called the USS Comfort, by the way. There's two big hospital ships that the U.S. Navy has. And she says, you should send the USS Comfort, you know, deploy the USS Comfort. And then you got people that go online and go, you know, this is a ship that has a thousand minimum 1,000 people on board. It's a huge hospital ship. You don't mobilize that in a week. It takes 2 weeks to mobilize that vessel. If you rush it a week, and you can't send it out just because the hurricane is coming, you think, to someplace, because, you know, we found out these hurricanes will move and not always hit their expected target. So you don't mobilize the ship and point it in a direction in the middle of a storm and then go, oh, well, you know, never mind. It actually should have gone over there. It's just an example. So you got to listen to this crazy mayor. I'm going to tell you why this is so important and why this is just, a non-story fabricated by the mainstream media to smear the Trumpster, their mortal enemy. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Tuesday night, we're getting through it here. I am going to talk about Puerto Rico. I need to shift gears. And I'll tell... You know what really steams me about Puerto Rico? You know, a month ago, if we would have been talking about sending Puerto Rico any money, and by the way, this was a big topic of discussion, and why? Because Puerto Rico's been in the crapper for pretty much my entire lifetime. It is literally an island run by Democrats for the last 30 to 40 years into the ground. The infrastructure sucks. Everything over there sucks. Okay. And it's because everything's unionized. Everything is crooked, corrupt. And it's run by Democrats. It's like Chicago, but on the ocean in the middle of the Caribbean. I mean, you know, and it was absolutely, by the way, a month ago, a non-starter, if you were to say, well, you know, we really ought to bail out Puerto Rico. They really need some help. You know, yeah, never mind that they're an enormous welfare state and that, you know, every third person's on the dole. Never mind that. But, you know, we really need to bail them out. So, I think, I don't know. Here's where we're at. Now the entire discussion about the bailout that nobody wanted to give Puerto Rico, and they were, you know, big, you know, Puerto Rico was facing some big pain before the hurricane. It was huge problems. And what happened is now the hurricane hit, and suddenly it's the federal government's fault that the whole island has gone to hell in a handbasket. It's a great piece. A Thomas Sowell piece, and it's years old. I normally don't talk about old news, but this is such a great piece. I think we wrote it about 14 years ago. And it talks about, it's a tale of two earthquakes. And it talks about one earthquake that happened in California, in a 6.5 magnitude earthquake, and another one, 6.6 magnitude earthquake in Iran. If you're wondering what the 6.5 earthquake in California was, wasn't a big deal. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. But the one in Iran killed tens of thousands of people. The question is why? Why this great discrepancy, the tale of two earthquakes, if you will? The answer is really simple, right? In California, even though we have our own political messes here, I mean, we've got Silicon Valley, we've got industry, we've got Hollywood. We are a wealthy, wealthy, wealthy state. And what does wealth bring? It brings solid infrastructure. It brings the type of physical, and also not only that, not just physical infrastructure, but the resources, the emergency resources, the backup, the human backup to help mitigate harm in the event of a natural disaster. And Iran, you know, I mean, enough said, right? They're busy building centrifuges and letting their people starve. tens of thousands of people dead. And that's really what it is. It's a tale of two hurricanes. I mean, a hurricane hits Puerto Rico, and it's a different deal. It's just a different deal than when it hits Texas or when it hits Florida. Because the levels of management are greater. And there's this, again, this expectation that federal government help us, parents, bail me out. When for years they've been on their rear ends, literally spending money they don't have and putting themselves into a hole. And their roads are terrible and their drainage is terrible and all their miscellaneous infrastructure is terrible. And you can't say this, right? This is a non-starter because, of course, Sam, you're heartless. Have you got no feelings for the suffering? My answer to this is I'm looking at all this aid going over there and all this money that we're going to spend rebuilding. And I think, how much of that are we really spending just because we have a president who will fear political backlash if he doesn't? Because I think that's exactly the wrong reason to do anything. I don't like to be motivated by fear. And so when we get to this mayor, I'm going to talk about her because I think it's blackmail. It's political blackmail. That's all it is. And it's your tax money, my tax money, that's going to go to this. All right, don't go anywhere. We got the news up next with John Wolf, Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC, Tuesday night. And we're talking about Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. Somebody, a friend of mine, told me that Puerto Rico is like a combination of Mexico and Hawaii. And I've only been to the airport in Puerto Rico, so I don't know. I don't know how accurate that is. Producer Robbie's smiling. And by the way, if that is true, and most jokes, by the way, humor, if it's funny, it has an element of truth to it. So if it's true, not good, right? I mean, Hawaii is the biggest welfare state in the country. It's absolutely 100%. Everybody is on the dole. And then, you know, Mexico, yeah, not good either. Has some problems. So marry the two. I don't know. Like a tropical Caribbean Mexico. Don't know. But long story short, you remember Sandy? Remember Hurricane Sandy had hit New Jersey, big devastation, political, big politics involved. We have the enduring image of a portly governor, Chris Christie, who may have still had some mustard stains on his big face, walking arm in arm with Barack Obama in the middle of the frickin' election year, sabotaging Mitt Romney's campaign. You remember this in 2012? Okay. But what happened when the government having to help, the federal government having to help Sandy and Obama basically buying Chris Christie? What happened? A lot of things that didn't, for which there was no state money for to take care of before the hurricane in New Jersey, because New Jersey, again, run by Democrats, is a horrible state where things are falling apart. So what do they do? They tacked it on to the hurricane relief. It became one of the biggest pork deliveries, again, no pun on their governor, biggest pork deliveries that New Jersey had ever seen. It was a windfall for the state, but at the expense of us, at our expense. So that's the context. You've got to understand this is what Puerto Rico wants. They want this. They see this right now. The smart opposition politicians, the Democrats who can play against Trump, who can criticize Trump, will, because they want to hold him hostage. They want nobody, no president wants the optics of Katrina. Katrina, right, set the stage for this, because that became that albatross hung around Bush's back forever. And so no president wants Katrina stink on them, right? Obama didn't want it with Sandy, and Trump doesn't want it now. And that's where this is coming from. So enter San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz. And she gets up on camera. She gets on camera and starts complaining about how Trump's not doing anything. He's letting people die. And she's wearing a shirt. She's got it ready made, right? The island supposedly has no power. The island supposedly is running out of supplies. And she has this shirt made. What was on the shirt? Do you remember this? Anyway, she's got this shirt made. Her hat says SOS. Oh, yeah, help us, we're dying. That's what the shirt says. So somehow she quickly is able to procure a shirt. Some people have reported that CNN actually gave her the shirt, which I wouldn't believe that, because that's exactly it. I mean, CNN's got its own racket in this. You know, they want to smear Trump any chance they can. But here's, you know it's bad when Geraldo Rivera is looking at you and raising an eyebrow. Here is Geraldo Rivera challenging her on the we're dying statement, right? He's going up to Yulin Cruz and saying, really? Listen to this.
Are people dying? I've been traveling around. I don't see people dying. I spoke to the doctors. They saw 53 patients, and they had a person who was septic, but nobody dying. I wonder.
Well, dying is a continuum, right?
Oh, dying is a She's like Haley Joel Osment. She sees dead people. Wait, there's more. There is more, and you're going to love it. I promise you that. Don't go anywhere. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rojofsky, let me tell you, earlier today, I was here at the station. Well, not here at the station. I was up in Los Angeles in Culver City, and we sat down. It was Sweet James, Jillian Barbary. We were all there in the room. We had so much fun. We laughed. Jillian is funny. I got to tell you, we may not agree on anything politically, but we agree on everything else. I love her. So anyway, we're sitting there and we're talking, and Sweet James is there going through. You wouldn't believe it. He was telling us about someone who he had just helped, that this guy came to him and said, look, I got this $500 offer. I've got a pain in my neck, $500 offer. That's what the insurance company says they'll give me. What do you think? And James says, you know, I'll look at it. I mean, I'll check it out. I'll see what I can do. And you know what the settlement ended up being in that case? It ended up being something like $160,000, $170,000. It was an insane amount of money. Now, not everybody's going to have that kind of result. I get it. But do you see when you think about that? How many people go to the insurance company, palms up with a serious injury and say, this is my injury, help me. And they say, here's $500, here's $600. And how many people take that? You know, don't try to go up against the insurance company on your own. Don't do it. You know why? They don't know you, but they know Sweet James. Okay, and they will listen to him, and they, when he says that your case is worth X amount of dollars, they listen. So don't go at it alone. You car accident, dog bite, mouse bite, cat bite, you know, your cell phone blows up in your face, whatever it is, driverless car, some Google bot car hits you, call Sweet James. His phone number, it's super easy, 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. All consultations are free. No fee, no recovery, no fee. So, you know, you don't pay him anything until he wraps up your case and gets you money in your pocket. So easy. And he's just a real guy. He's a real guy. He'll talk to you and take you through your case. All right. He's got a website too. SweetJames.com. Go to that. Check it out. All right, Sam Nation, we're back behind the microphone, ready to delve further into this Puerto Rico situation. Now, during the break, we pointed out correctly that that not only does Puerto Rico have to withstand Hurricane Maria, but now they have to withstand Hurricane Sam Nation, which is Category 5 storm. You're right. Gale force winds, and I hopefully they can survive this. No, it's a bankrupt state. It's a territory, actually. So it's bankrupt. It was bankrupt before the hurricane hit. And so here they are, and you've got this Carmen Yulin Cruz, who also, by the way, it's not just about her wanting money. It's not just about her wanting rebuilding for her city, for the city of San Juan. It's also, how irrelevant are you as a Democratic operative when you're a mayor of San Juan in Puerto Rico? That's like being, you know, the third man on the totem pole in the furthest outpost. So what does she want? She wants to be seen. Look at me. I'm getting camera time. This is kind of like that mayor over there in Houston. And remember Ray Nagin, Hurricane Katrina. So she's doing this. She's milking it. And she's got that. I played that clip with her talking to Geraldo Rivera. And what is she saying? She goes, Geraldo goes, hey, are people really dying? I mean, I've been traveling around. I don't see people dying. I spoke to the doctors. They saw 53 patients. He takes them through it. And she goes, well, dying is a continuum. And then she goes on to say, well, you know, if somebody doesn't have food for a week, they're going to die. But as she's doing her interview where she's the first interview, she's lashing out at Trump with her ridiculous T-shirt, people are dying, and her hat that says SOS. Behind her are containers of FEMA aid. Like, think about this. This is nuts. And you know what the worst part about it is? You think that CNN challenges her on this? You think they go, well, what about those containers over there? No, none of it. And then there's the reports from the other mayors and one of the FEMA on-site directors talking about how she doesn't even show up to the meetings. Like, they have meetings, they have correlation meetings, and all the mayors come and she doesn't. You know why? More concerned about the optics and more concerned about making political hay than helping her constituents. Typical Democratic move. All right. More on this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Live, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, you know, if you want to protect yourself against natural disasters, have a good economy. Have a government that has some money in the bank. Have good infrastructure. All this stuff is done way before a natural disaster hits. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. There was an interesting clip. Now, this is from the deputy administrator, Dan Kanoski. And he's talking to Fox News, and he's saying, look, This woman isn't showing up to any of the meetings. This is the mayor of San Juan who's out there criticizing Trump and banging her pot over her head, screaming about how Trump is letting people die. But she's not showing up to any of the correlation meetings. Listen to this.
I think if you ask the other 77 mayors, they'll say that we've been good partners with them. Mm-hmm. We certainly feel that about them.
So your answer leaves out one of the 78. Do you believe that San Juan has been a good faith partner, a part of the unified effort?
I can just say that the mayor of San Juan has not participated substantially in any efforts at the Joint Field Office. Now, that's where all three levels, federal, Commonwealth, and the locals, work together to develop plans, to execute those plans, and to deliver aid to those in need.
Yeah, that's it. So if you want a seat at the table, I just want to give you a little Sam Nation pro tip. If you want a seat at the table, show up. This is like asking... It's like asking your parents for a little extra spending money. Or if you want an increase in your allowance, put in some FaceTime. Don't you learn this as a kid? You got to butter up dad or mom or both to get some money. It's mind-blowing. She doesn't care about the money. She doesn't care about any of it. It's, yes, people are suffering. Yes, it sucks. Yes, there's water in the streets. Yes, you know, there's infrastructure that's damaged. Yes, she is more at fault for that. And the government, the local government and territorial government of Puerto Rico is more responsible for that than Trump. This is not Trump's problem. If you want to blame anybody, blame Congress for not bailing them out. And by the way, I'm perfectly fine that Congress didn't bail them out, you know, months ago when it was on the table. So the other interesting thing that happened a few days ago is that the former Puerto Rico Attorney General, his name is Jose Fuentes, says that a political advisor from Chicago gave Cruz the shirt. This is funny because, well, nothing good politically comes out of Chicago, right? Chicago probably the most corrupt city in America. Yeah, I think we can say that. And terribly mismanaged, and the murder capital, and I'll just keep going, right? And that's where her political roots are from. She's buddy buddy there with some political operatives, and they're in touch with her, and they're giving her ideas of how to milk this. So they're the ones who sent her the shirt. I don't know. But at any rate, the funniest thing here is that this Jose Fuentes, this former attorney general, calls her a hack on CNN. He calls her a hack, and the host, Michael Holmes, on CNN New Day, he just cuts him off. Like, he cuts his mic and just ends it. Like, he doesn't want to hear from him. This is, if it does not fit into the CNN narrative, they don't want it. They want to be a channel that spews Trump hate 24/7, no disagreements. If we disagree with you, we're going to cut your mic. So anyway, that's why instead of watching CNN, you listen to the show, right? Because we bring it to you here. Listen, my friends, it's another hour is gone in the can, and I want to express my gratitude for all of you. I feel so fortunate. I'm so lucky to have you and that we get to do this every night. It's fantastic. All right. We're going to be back tomorrow, 7 p.m., so talk to you then. Have a wonderful night. Take care.